This message is to the mother of a Balaram Das. I don't know where he is or who he is, but he writes the following. My mother is 72 and lying in the hospital with lung cancer. I want to encourage her to read Prabhupada's books or pray to Krishna in her last days, or at least to help her to believe in reincarnation. So I think it would be her only hope if she can hear your voice full with compassion and realization. Could you please say something not only for my mother but for anyone in this situation? Well, dear mother of Balaram Das, just this morning we were reading from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, our scriptures, in which Yamaraj, who is the superintendent of death, the lord of death, the personality presiding over those who die and who determine their future destination, in a form of a young boy come to this earth, he was speaking to a group of aristocratic ladies, queens, whose husband, the king, had just died. And they were going on and on and on, lamenting about the death of their father. And this little boy, Yamaraj, in the form of a little boy, he was expressing amazement. How is it that these cultured elders so much illusion to identify the body with the self? And then Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, was elaborating on this point extensively. This misunderstanding is common to everyone, and people don't really understand that what is the source of life is not the body, not the molecules, the chemicals, or even the atoms that make up this body, but it's actually the soul, which is a spiritual, transcendental, non-material ingredient whose symptoms within the body are life, consciousness or awareness of life, and the sense of identity that all of us experience and express by saying, I'm this, I'm that. It's this soul which you are, and it's that soul which doesn't die. The body will die. And it was a very classic and wonderful statement that Srila Prabhupada made in the purport of this Bhagavatam verse, where he says, no one laments when they change their clothes. So Krishna also refers to this change of body as something similar to the changing of the dress. We take off our dirty clothes and put on fresh ones. That's a activity performed on a daily basis, but never do we ever think of lamenting or crying because we've changed clothes. Similarly, the bodies that we have, although much more elaborate than the coat and pants and skirt that we wear, is still just that. It's an elaborate set of clothes, and therefore neither should we be excessively attached to it, neither should we identify with it. We should recognize that just like clothes, the body is a covering for the soul. It's something which has its utility and purpose, and that is to help us achieve success in this very rare human life which we've acquired. And that human form of life gives us a facility to understand ourselves, to understand the soul, something that is not readily understandable in other forms of life, animals, birds, reptiles, trees. But we human beings, we have a developed consciousness, we have a evolved intelligence, whereby we can see that there is a continual identity present within this body, despite the constant change of bodies that gives us a sense of being the same person. And that is who we are. And just as that person remains the same throughout the change of bodies in this life, when we give up this body, we will continue to be the same person in future lives. And it's the determination of those future lives that our intelligence and our bodies are given to us for, so that what we could determine where it is that we want to be in our next life. Do we want to once again take birth in this world, which is, even for those who have realized their spiritual identity, still a place of unhappiness? Or do we want to go back to the original creator, that same creator who has created this world, same creator who created our bodies, the same person who has created the laws which bind us to this world, that person who is called in different religions by God, the name God or Jehovah or Allah, and we call Krishna the supreme attractive person. If we want to go to him in his spiritual realm, of which this material world is just a shadow, just a pale reflection, then we need to make arrangements for that, and you need to really work on that right now. If time is short and you have to leave this body, then the best way to achieve that spiritual destination, to return to our Maker, to our Creator, is by thinking of him always. Just as an airplane can only be guided to its destination if one is always aware of that destination and making arrangements to go there, similarly the soul is guided by the meditation or fixed thought process of a serious spiritual practitioner. So going to God is easily achieved by thinking about him. And because God is not in a geographical location, but because he's everywhere. So if we simply think of Krishna, if you meditate on a form of Krishna, picture of Krishna, and keep that meditation within the mind, so that at the time of leaving this body, you will naturally be with Krishna, who's already with you, but you're separated from him, and his eternal abode or place of existence with other joyful, liberated personalities, just by dint of your consciousness. Bodies have to be transported from one place to another in time and place. But the soul doesn't require that type of transportation. It can automatically go from our present place, this world of unhappiness, to the world of happiness, just by changing our consciousness, just by changing our absorption. So being absorbed in this body and this world is called materialism, and being absorbed in Krishna and the spiritual destination is called Krishna consciousness. So take the advice and guidance of your son Balaram. He is like your guru, although you are his mother, and in one sense the mother is the guru or teacher of the child. But as the Bible also says, the child is the father of man, that your son has become your teacher because he can show you how to make your life successful, even at this very, very last phase and very difficult time of life. So take his advice, take his guidance, and in order to help your consciousness be fixed on Krishna, the best thing to do is to chant Krishna's names. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra always, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that way you will be Krishna conscious, you will be conscious of Krishna, and you will then also go to Krishna. Don't be stubborn, don't be proud, just be open to the reality, the shadow of which you've been living in for such a long time. And being open to it, you'll be able to easily also enter into it. I wish you the best in this regard, and I'll be anxious to hear of your spiritual progress, your chanting, your remembering, your praying to the Lord.